Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
The Tiger collapse has stolen a lot of the headlines. We don't want to miss out on a chance to talk about the Lions ahead of Monday Night Football. So we're going to shift gears, talk about the matchup tonight. We want to know from you guys, what is at stake in this game and what's going to happen? What's at stake and what's going to happen? See, if the Lions win, I mean, John, it starts to put that Packer game further in the rearview mirror. Starts to make you feel like we're turning a corner. We've got some momentum. That's a big time win.
It feels like it levels the scales a little bit.
Yeah.
It doesn't negate what happened in Green Bay, but you could start looking at some of the reasons, maybe some people call them excuses, first-time guards, hostile environment. Communication broke down.
But now you go on the road.
Coordinators. Now you go on the road, and all of those appear to be fixed. It's more then you start thinking, well, we don't have to ask the question anymore of, are they more like the Green Bay game or are they more like the Chicago game?
Well, what was our answer?
More like the Chicago game.
And the only hang up was you want to see it against a better opponent.
On the road.
Yeah. Now you get a chance to do it in Baltimore. Look, if they win the game, you get some credibility. I don't know how defining it is, though, because we watched this team win 15 regular season games a year ago, and the only thing that defines this team ultimately is the postseason. But you want steps along the way that offer you encouragement that you can be the team that's the last standing.
Yeah, because
this is as big a test as any this season.
Last year, the two regular season games that they lost were both at home.
Bucks and the Bills. And the Bills, yeah.
Yeah, so they were a team that was undefeated on the road, which we had talked about.
Yeah.
So, obviously, this opponent is much more difficult than any road opponent that they had last year.
And on the flip side, look, this is a game, they're underdogs. They're not expected to win this game. If they fight, they compete, they battle, and they lose, it's also not devastating. They're playing without Aleem McNeil. They still have a young offensive line that's solidifying. This is not one they're expected to win.
No, I don't. In fact, I don't even know how many of us picked him on Friday to win.
Tom picked him with the points. Tom, are you sitting here going into tonight thinking they're going to win?
No. I don't think they'll win the game, but I think they're going to be able to score with them.
I do too.
Like, I think that's why I took the points. I think you're looking at a field goal, 4-point game. I mean, this is a tough team to play, man. How do you game plan? Who do you let get theirs? Because I contend you can't stop both Henry and Lamar.
No. So who's more dangerous?
I think Lamar is more dangerous. And so
who's more likable that you could stop or likely to be able to stop?
Well, you got DJ Reader and Tyreek Williams supposed to be run stuffers. Can you clog up the middle and make Henry fight for
every yard?
Right. I mean, his last game out wasn't anything special. Cleveland was able to bottleneck him.
It's a big game for the Lions' back end run defense, though, because
you're saying safety support players.
Yeah, because Henry can bust plays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he loves to get in the open field and stiff arm a safety. Yeah.
Oh, we've seen some stiff arm highlights from Derrick Henry.
And on the flip side, like if you overcommit to Henry from the secondary, if Lamar pulls a ball or extends a play, he's going to get you beat.
Yeah, it comes down to a matter of discipline, because sometimes you got to play the odds, and you got to anticipate, not guess, but anticipate. And if you're anticipating Derrick Henry gets the ball, it may only be a step, but that's the only step a receiver needs to get behind you. And now Lamar Jackson, unlike what we saw from Caleb Williams, who couldn't make you pay for a guy getting behind you, Lamar Jackson can.
Well, and then how much of this, too, is pass rush? Week one, it was famously terrible. Jordan Love started that game in a spacious, copious pocket. And they're going into this game without Marcus Davenport, right? The expectation is he won't play. So they're going to be down to Aiden and Muhammad and...
So what scares you more? Lamar running or Lamar passing? Because I'll give you just this is trying to rationalize a lot of things and jump through some hoops, but so stay with me. Mm-hmm. If you can't get home and you're not applying pressure, then he doesn't escape the pocket and he doesn't extend plays in a way to pick up first downs with his feet in passing situations. And it doesn't allow time for the secondary to break down. So you make him be a passer.
Sure.
I'm not saying that's a path to victory.
I was just going to say the problem is this isn't postseason Lamar. I mean, he regularly punishes people from the pocket in the regular season. In fact, last week, 4 touchdowns, no picks. Yeah, go ahead.
It's kind of one of those damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Oh,
so you better maximize every time that you're in possession of the ball. And not only that, you better drain a little clock off. We'd love to have one play drives that all end in touchdowns. That's not likely. But if you can have an 8-play drive that takes off 6.5 minutes, follow it with a 10-play drive that maybe takes off 7.5 minutes. If they don't have the ball, they can't score.
Think about it too. It takes the crowd out of the game. If you go on these long back-breaking drives, 10, 12, 14 plays, their offense is sitting there. They're getting gashed on the ground, the short passing game, every third down, Goff's finding St. Brown or Laporta. Yep. It's a recipe to knock Baltimore out of their rhythm, play keep away, and in a game where you need the ball last, you're going to have to convert some fourth downs. You're going to have to not settle for field goals, but get touchdowns. And John, the other thing they're going to have to do in this spot is force a turnover or two, right? In these games that end up being back and forth track meets, a turnover can give you the extra possession you need to win the game.
And Henry's laid the ball on the ground famously in that first game. Maybe what cost him the game.
I mean, is it Branch coming in there and ripping the ball out? Is it a tipped pass that someone gets their hands on? Maybe Terrion Arnold's first career interception.
Yeah, I think it's a big game for Arnold tonight. Just what John was saying there about, you know, trying to contain Lamar. Eventually the corners are going to lose the receivers if he's got all day back there.
Yeah.
And I can just see that's where I'm a little scared. You could see, especially how Green Bay drove the ball that first drive against the Lions. You know, the corners are chasing. But you're playing playoff Lamar, or not playoff, primetime Lamar. 22 touchdown passes, 0 interceptions, QB rating 124.3.
That is a hell of a stat. Yeah. Now, the Lions have been good on primetime under Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
Primetime Campbell.
That's why they're going to play him tonight. It's going to be a game. I just think in the end, better team is playing at home. Go 34-30.
Yeah, it's such a weird feeling. Like, I never want to go into a game and be like, yeah, I'm okay if we lose. Like, you only get so many of these, I want to win. At the same time, though, like, I don't expect them to win this game.
I was curious about the update on the stat that Lamar Jackson has this incredible record against the NFC.
Oh, yeah.
That it's something, 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 and one. And the one is, of course, the Giants.
The Giants, yeah. Do you have the updated number? It's a lot of wins to one loss.
I don't have the updated number, okay. But I was just thinking about that.
Yeah. I mean, it's a tall task. And that's why if you go there and you do get a win, it adds not just a little bit of credibility, a lot of credibility. And you put everybody else that's on that tough part of the schedule on notice. It's the Chiefs, I think the Eagles are obviously looking to see how you play against Baltimore, Washington, Kansas City, Cincinnati. I mean, Cincinnati might not be much of a factor anymore, but you're still on the road to Cincinnati.
Right. No, I say a little bit of credibility, only in the sense that there's only so much this team can gain in the regular season. This would be as big a regular season game, maybe outside the Packer game, that they have the rest of the way. Where would this rank in terms of regular season wins for Dan Campbell?
Oh, boy, I'd have to go back.
Like, last year against the Vikings is bigger because of what was at stake. It's late in the season. Yeah. It's two teams fighting for 15 wins. But there might not be many more important than this. Or important's the wrong word. Significant.
Impactful.
Impactful, sure.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Where would this rank among regular season wins for Campbell? I know I'm putting you on the spot. You can think about it. We can take some phone calls. We got another little chance here for you to collect your thoughts. Let's get to Sean in Detroit. Sean, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning. Thank you guys for taking my call today, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, I'm just listening to you guys this morning. Big fan. Love listening to you every day. Man, we got to get some hope in the building, in my opinion, man. We're playing a 1-1 team. They've looked great on offense. Their defensive look kind of suspect. You know, we're reeling off of a big win. You know, I think that if we got the tools in place with the right game plan to go in here and steal a victory tonight, I don't think we're going to blow anyone out. I don't think we're going to get blew out. But I think that we can win a game tonight against Lamar Jackson. He's immortal. Last I checked. So
he bleeds.
Just wanted to share my opinion with you guys.
Right. He bleeds. And they're missing a couple dudes on defense, to your point, Sean. If you want to add a little fuel to that fire, they're missing Van Noy
and
Matabuke. Yeah, and their D-line is a very good player.
Absolutely. I just think we got, you know, some key advantages going into this. When I look at the passing offense that we present to them, they got to figure us out tonight as well. So it's not just a one-sided thing. So just wanted to give my opinion. Appreciate you guys taking my call. Have a great morning.
Hey, thanks, Sean.
I think it would probably be, going back to that, the biggest road victory for Dan Campbell would probably be at Kansas City to start the 23 season.
Yeah.
Kind of put the league on notice at that point. It's the first game of the year. Nobody but me gave him a chance.
Yeah, you done patting yourself on the back?
No. I'll do it again. But I think, I mean, it's not a long list because you could talk about Tampa that year on the road. Last year, there weren't really many road games. I mean, you could mention, maybe the game at Dallas just because it was Jerry's birthday and they spanked him and everything that was going into that game about the conversations from the year prior. But there weren't a lot of great road wins last year.
Yeah, it's tough. Like, you could go back to 22. They beat the Packers on the road to close that season in a game that, quote, didn't matter, but it helped solidify kind of who they are and the grit. And to the extent that that can carry over, it did to then Kansas City the very next year. And this would be on the short list. It's just another way of pointing that out to people. Like, as far as regular season wins go, this would be up there.
Oh, this would be a huge win for them. For this year, especially with how it started at Green Bay, for the schedule to come. I think most people, when they're doing the win-loss thing before the season...
This was a loss.
This was a loss.
Texter says this is the gateway game. It's not crazy that we would be 5-2 or 6-1 at the bye when McNeil comes back, and then we start our second half run.
Get us hooked on the Lions.
That's right.
Yeah. McNeil may be back before the bye.
Yeah. The gateway drug game.
Mm-hmm.
Win in Baltimore. It's 97-1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.